I'm Howard Shapiro, theater critic at the Classical Network. For an example of well-researched historical fiction that aims to get it right, consider One Night in Miami, now on Amazon Prime. It was first a play by Kemp Powers, who's reworked it as a film. The dialogue among four leading figures during the civil rights movement is fictional, yet everything they say seems real and in context. It takes place on February 25, 1964, when Cassius Clay, who later becomes Muhammad Ali, wins boxing's heavyweight championship in a match against Sonny Liston in Miami. Later that evening, Clay meets at a hotel room with three friends, the minister and activist Malcolm X, the singer Sam Cooke, and the Cleveland Browns running back Jim Brown. That all really happened, and here's the dialogue that sets up the movie's fiction.
When is this party going down?
Yeah, that's a good question. What's on the agenda, Malcolm?
Well, I thought this would be a wonderful chance for us to reflect on what's happened tonight. Like our young brother said, there's no denying that greater forces were at work.
After this comes a fascinating discussion that smartly covers many facets of American black life in the 60s. One Night in Miami is the impressive directorial debut of actress Regina King, with perfect casting that includes Leslie Odom Jr. as Sam Cooke. I'm Howard Shapiro. See you in a Broadway minute.